Welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Jay Levin joining me. He is at Bowtie Sports. And you can check out our blog as well at talkingpuck.wordpress.com. Jay, game one of the Stanley Cup Final in the books, and the Pittsburgh Penguins come out with a win thanks to the late Nick Bonino goal. And, well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to give me six or seven games that are that intense, that exciting, and that much back and forth, I'll take it.
Well, that was quite an entertaining start to the series. We knew there was a lot of skill involved in these two teams, but boy, that was a lot of fun to watch.
You know, one of the things that was kind of really struck me, the way the game started, Pittsburgh came out, it was a typical fired up hometown fans response from the Penguins. They go out and they just dominate the first part of that game. And then San Jose does what you have to do if you're a road team and you fall behind when you don't have the momentum. They hung on, then they got back into it and tied it, and it just went back and forth from there. Both of these teams, and I think in the first period, Penguins fans were probably, it's going to be a walk. We're going to run all over them. Hold the phone. I mean, this is going to be a long series. These are two very, very good teams with a lot of depth, and I think we saw why it's going to be such a tough series. And, you know, I talk about some of those matchups within the matchups. I was watching the Burns-Letang matchup, although now we're talking a lot about Mark-Edouard Vlasic drawing the top defensive assignments. I thought the Sharks' D actually played pretty well in that game. I actually felt really bad for Paul Martin. I thought he had a great game right up until the game-winning goal when he just didn't have a stick on the ice, watched the puck go right by him and onto Bonino's stick. So, really, I mean, it's going to come down to, as we saw in that goal, I think, who's going to make less mistakes.
Well, I'm really interested to see what San Jose does to counter Pittsburgh's speed. We talked about it heading into the series that we thought the Penguins had an advantage with speed. San Jose had an advantage when the game kind of slowed down. It looked like it played out that way. First period, ridiculously fast. Second period was much more a battle in between the offensive zones, and that's when San Jose was able to kind of make its comeback. I'm really interested to see how San Jose is able to counteract Pittsburgh's speed moving forward here, because, I mean, it looks like it was a trouble spot for them.
You know, Sidney Crosby made a play in the first period. It led to a scoring chance. Didn't get him on the stat sheet, but used his speed down the left wing side, got into the corner, got to a puck first. Later on, Evgeny Malkin driving on the right wing side. And it's not even so much that Malkin is fast, although I think he's faster than people give him credit for, but he's just so big. He's able to hold guys off. He's very strong on his skates. If those guys are playing inspired and you're getting goals from guys like Bonino, like Patrick Hornqvist, you're going to be able to do things. Now, one point that you and I were kind of kicking around before we started taping here, where's Phil Kessel in all this?
Kessel's been rather quiet, but right now, Pittsburgh hasn't needed him. I mean, they've gotten so much production from other guys. They've gotten a lot of production from Crosby. I mean, Sid started off the season slow, caught fire down the backstretch. He's looking like the best player in the game right now, and definitely showcasing all of his talents here in this Cup Finals. But again, I like a lot of the depth that Pittsburgh brings. I like the fact that, I mean, they just have speed up and down the lineup. It's not a top line. It's not the second line. It's just everywhere throughout the lineup. I agree with you, though. At some point, you would think San Jose will make some adjustments. You'll need to see Phil Kessel emerge at that point.
Well, and to think that you can get away without your depth coming to the fore here, I think is a mistake if you're Pittsburgh or San Jose. I mean, you're going to need those secondary and tertiary guys putting some points up on the board. The Sharks have that big line. The Thornton line is obviously the one that everybody needs to focus on stopping for Pittsburgh. But that said, you want to match up Crosby against the Thornton line. You need other guys to be able to put points up because you're not always going to be able to win that battle. It's just the way the nature of the series is going to go. It's going to be very back and forth. And so right now, I think you talk about the Penguins and the speed game that they have. San Jose, and we talked about this before, is one of the best teams at standing up at the blue line, either forcing a play offside, forcing a turnover. They've really done well with that, and that's something I think they're going to have to not only continue to do well at, but be better at, to disrupt the rush of the Penguins, disrupt that speed. Their zone entries right now are really, really good when they're using the speed. They're getting in there, they're winning the battles to the pucks, and that's something the Sharks have to turn around.
Another guy who I'm going to be interested to watch here moving forward in the series is Matt Nieto. He got hurt during the Nashville-San Jose series. He's supposed to be back in the lineup here for Game 2. He's a guy who brings a lot more of that speed element. He's likely going to draw into the lineup in replace of Zubris. Zubris, not a guy necessarily known for his speed. So we'll be interested to see how Nieto is able to jump into the lineup, how quickly he's going to be able to make his presence felt here in the series.
Jay, you also reminded me one note coming out of morning skate this morning in Pittsburgh is that Brian Rust right now day-to-day and will be a game-time decision as to whether or not he plays. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Patrick Marleau hit. Was it intentional? Was it not? Marleau, no further discipline other than getting the two-minute minor. He did make contact with the head. Jay, I watched that hit a bunch of times. I think it just comes down to Marleau is not a very good hitter. He's awkward, and he just kind of blew it. I mean, he thought about throwing a hit, and it looks like he changes his mind and just screws it up entirely and unfortunately catches Rust in the head, almost with the back of his shoulder. I just think that was more a case of Marleau being a really bad hitter than anything else. I don't think he meant to clean him out.
I don't think it was intentional. You still have to be responsible for the contact that you initiate there. I think also another point to consider here, Rust was leaning forward, leaning down quite a bit, so that lowered the plane of his head from where it normally would be. I think all of those factors probably played into the fact that the league decided not to take any additional supplementary discipline.
So looking ahead to tonight's game too, what do you expect to see out there?
I'm looking to see San Jose. Do they get off to a better start? How do they continue to play in tight spaces? Their skill level, their ability to complete passes in tight spaces, to get that cycle game going, to play a physical heavy game. I'm interested to see if they're able to establish that from the get-go in the first period. On the flip side, I'm interested to see how disciplined Pittsburgh is able to stay. You pointed it out before the series, need to stay out of the box. San Jose got a lot of momentum from their power play, a couple opportunities that they got. So those are two things that I'm looking for heading into game two.
For me, the Sharks, the start is key here. They can't get backed up the way they did last time. And as you mentioned, getting that pressure on the wall, the cycle game, it resulted in the even strength goal, the power play goal. Their power play is just clicking right now. If they settle down from the outset and play their game, they have a very good shot at coming out of this with a 1-1 series heading back home to San Jose. Meanwhile, for the Penguins, I think it's got to be a lot more of the same without the lull. I really do believe they came out flying on adrenaline and they hit a lull. And I think that would happen to any team in a game one situation at home. So I don't fault them for that. But they need to be a little bit more, I guess, conscious of how they're going to manage their energy here tonight. So I'll tell you what, though, I think it's going to end up going back tied. I think the Sharks learn from their game one mistakes, and I think they're able to find a way to win this evening. So we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be an interesting one. And I tell you what, Jay, you and I have picked both. I picked the Sharks. You picked the Penguins. This series, we are not out of the woods yet. But I said the other day, I wouldn't be surprised if it went seven. But I also wouldn't be surprised if it was a sweep with 4-1-goal losses, because it's just that close.
I think both teams are going to end up getting on the board. I don't think we're going to see a sweep. I think we're looking at a long series. These teams match up real well against each other. But a big game here for San Jose. The stats bear out. Teams that are down 2-0 in the Cup Finals don't do very well. So key game here for San Jose to get it even, come back to San Jose, establish a level of normalcy. Flip side, Pittsburgh, I mean, The Shark Tank, tough, tough place to play. If you can get that second win here before you head on out there to California, really takes a lot of the pressure off of you when you're out there on the West Coast.
Sharks-Penguins game two coming up tonight. Penguins lead the series 1-0, 8 p.m. Eastern time on the TV coverage, NBCSN if you're stateside, and CBC and TVA if you are outside of the United States. So, again, this is the Talking Puck podcast. We appreciate you being here. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter, at Callahan on Air. Jay Levin, at Bowtie Sports. And we will talk to you again before game three.